You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So Bob Marley is in town. He's one of our favorite guests ever to come in and hang out with us. He's playing Comedy Works, and you're doing the South location down at Landmark, which is gorgeous.
Oh, it's beautiful down there. I love this music because it brings me back just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, and now my cousin got married. She's 27. And we went to her wedding. There's a whole new playlist. I have no idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, they were playing some pretty mellow stuff to get people dancing. And then they started playing stuff that was, like, swearing everywhere. And my wife was like, come on, kids. We got to go back to the room now. And I said, are we getting older? Is that what's happened? You know, the other thing that's happened to my wife and I this past summer is we've become, I don't know if it's nosy, but, like, more investigative. You know what?
Like of your neighbors and everything, or what?
A little bit. My wife is turning into a little Mrs. Kravitz.
Mrs. Kravitz.
Yeah, out the window. Abner, there's something going on next door. But we're driving by the Home Depot, and it was closed. Not for the day, but permanently. And my wife and I was like, I wonder what's going on over here. You know, years ago, I would have just driven by it. And my wife goes, I don't know, pull in. So now we pull in, and now we're out of the truck. And we're looking at the sign on the 7-0. They're closing down. And we're like looking in the window. I know what happened.
Was there a number you could call?
Well, then somebody else came by, and we're like, they're like, what happened? And they were like in their 70s. And like, I thought the place always did well. And then there was a whole speculation of what's going in. Like, my wife's like, a Panera would be nice. Like a Chipotle. So I'm like, are we getting to that point?
Yes. Yes, you are.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It happens to all of us.
I'm not like, there's a fine line, like, because you get nosy and investigative, the next step is angry, right? Like, I'm in the grocery store the other day. I walk in, there's a lady in there, probably mid 70s, got the coupon, and she's just hammering the produce guy. She's got it. I want it. She's shaking the coupon. I want it now, and I'm gonna get it. And he's got his head down. Ma'am, I can't do it. She goes, it says buy one, get one, and I want the BOGO, and I'm not leaving. And he goes, well, I'll have to get the manager. You'll get the manager. You'll get the Northeast District and the regional managers over here. Because I'm not leaving till I get another peach. It was all about a peach. All right. Now, years ago, I would just walk by that. I would be like, where are the beers? I got a life, you know. But now I stop and I'm in the produce and I'm like, I'm touching the banana. I'm stroking the bananas. Like, if you saw me across the way, you'd be like, why is he stroking the bananas? But I was clearly, like, eavesdropping. Oh, I don't know how this is going to play out.
She better get a peach.
Right. So the other thing is when I went into the grocery store, and this is how I'm becoming investigative. I'm at that age. I'm only 49, right? So, but I'm in the lobby, and I see that they have antibacterial gel mounted, like, every 14 inches. And people are basically bathing themselves in the gel. And I'm watching them going, what is going on? And they have wipes now for your grocery carts. And they're scrubbing their carts down. I'm like, I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't go in. Like, what is in there? Like Zika? Something? The other thing they have in the lobby of the grocery store are pictures mounted of people that work in the grocery store. I don't know. I mean, does anybody care?
Who cares?
I don't want to be mean or anything, but like if I worked at the grocery store and I grew up in that town, the last thing I would tell the manager is, please put my picture up. I would say, keep my picture out of here. The people from high school are going to come in. I don't want... You know what I mean? This is where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, look, Bobby.
There was a grocery store that I used to go to that had the pictures up for Employee of the Year.
Yeah.
So they would put the picture up, the Employee of the Year. But what I noticed is that they had stopped like 6 years earlier.
Right.
So there weren't any more. And so my first thought was,
what happened?
What happened? Right. So that nobody can be the Employee of the Year? Is this grocery store this crappy?
Yeah.
That nobody can be Employee of the Year?
They have every department up there with all the different pictures, and some guy has like a golf club in his picture, and this is what I do in my spare time.
So you get to know them. You get to know your checker,
My question is, like, is anybody walking into the lobby looking at the wall going, yeah,
Yes!
Guess what? Phil Peterson's in the dairy today. He's on my fantasy team. This is really shaping up. This is so I'm becoming like investigative, but I'm not where my mother's 76 now. She's at the age where it's just, oh my God, I get the call. What's going on with you people over there? That's what she calls us, you people. I'm like, not much. I go, we just had some lunch. Oh, lunch. Jeez, I haven't had anything at all today. She just broke her hip, my mother.
She did?
Yeah, like 2 months ago. I got the call from my sister because they live together. My sister is like 51. So that'll give you the full scope of, you know, choices that my sister has made in her life. I love my sister, but I'm just saying, like, this is what my sister says. She goes, Bobby, I live with Ma because I keep an eye on her. That's why I live with her. I keep an eye on her. I go, well, then I have been completely confused because I thought it was because you were unemployed without a driver's license. And you watch Judge Judy most of the day, intermittently checking on SpongeBob. But you're keeping an eye on her. Is that what's going on? So I get the call from her, and she's hysterical. My sister, Bobby, Mara's down. She's down hard. She fell over the Moxie in the living room. Do you know what Moxie is?
No.
It's this horrible cough syrup type soda that they only sell in New England, and it's horrible. And my mother has stacks of it in the living room.
She tripped over it?
She fell over the Moxie in the living room, Bobby. Down hard. Oh, here's Jimmy from up the street, whoever that is. This guy comes on, and he goes, hey, Bob, Jimmy from up the street. I like how he also refers to himself as Jimmy from up the street.
It's on his life. License.
Yeah, like Jenny from the block.
Maybe it's on his business card.
Yeah, he goes, your mother's down, Bob, down hard, fell over the Moxie. Okay, we recapping. Is that what we're doing? He goes, what do you want us to do? I go, first thing I probably wouldn't have done is call the comedian. Like, if you had a medicinal issue, would you be like, let's call Bob? I mean, he would know, right?
See what he's got to say.
Yeah, let's buzz him up here. Like, if anybody in the room right now just dropped and had, like, a seizure, nobody in the studio would go, don't worry, Bob is here. I go, so bring her in. So they bring her into the hospital, and they put a couple screws in her hip like she's a deck at Lowe's or something, and they release her. She goes home, and I go to visit her like 2 days later. I'm knocking on the door and I'm hearing nothing. I'm calling her, I'm hearing nothing. I'm like, I'm starting to get nervous now. I'm hearing like HLN, you know, City Confidential, you know those shows, but nobody knew she was already dead in the pool. When we return, why was the Boca Raton dentist dealing cocaine from his molars? You know those shows? So I'm hearing that. So I'm investigative now. I'm at that. So I walk around to the side of the house, and this part I'm going to tell you is not right, but I am going to share. I caught my mother peeing in the yard.
All right. What?
I know. Listen, I'm not a comedian because everything is okay. You know, I walk. Normal people don't end up in this job, right? My family is crazy. That's what drove me to this. I walk around the side of the house, and my mother is in full squat position.
Oh, no.
And she's peeing. And I go, what? I go, what? Do you, what? And she looks at me, and she goes, well, you got me. I wasn't trying. I don't have a sting operation set up in a van.
Was it easier for her to do it outside with the screws in her hip?
No, here's what happened. So I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm peeing in the yard. And I go, you can't do that. This is not a keg party in the woods. You live in a cul-de-sac. The school bus is driving by. Well, I felt it coming on. I was doing the laundry. I said, why are you doing the laundry 2 days after a hip-hop? Who's going to do it, Bobby? SpongeBob in there? So I felt it coming on. I just let it rip. And she goes, also, I can't get my hip into the shower. So I thought maybe you could. No, I can't. I can't. I will never be available for personal bathing. Wow. Yeah. I will be busy each and every of those nights standing on 95 South waiting for a Peterbilt to hit me. That is never going to happen. So that's what I'm contending with. And my sister is completely, you know, she calls me up, Bobby, I'm really upset. I got a, I think I got some kind of lump on my breast, so I got to go in. I'm like, oh my God, keep me posted. This is serious. So she calls me back 2 hours later. I go, what happened? She goes, well, I went in there, and apparently when I took my bra off, a dog treat fell out.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna be me.
I go, So you don't have an illness? It's a snossage? How does that happen? I'm not even making it up. I go, how do you, so you're giving yourself a breast exam, a self-breast exam with your bra on? And there's a dog chick, because my mother's got like pug dogs all over the place. I'm like, this is lunacy. I will report the information to the audience and see what the feedback is.
Comedian Bob Marley is in studio. Check him out online at bmarley.com. That's the letter B, M-A-R-L-E-Y.com, bmarley.com. All sorts of cool stuff on there.
So nice to be here. I sleep so good in this town. I don't know why.
Really?
I think it's the altitude or something.
But that usually has the opposite effect on me.
No, I sleep so good here. And you know why? Because I don't have two dogs in bed with me, and my wife. And my wife punched me in the head 2 weeks ago while I was sleeping. And in my subconscious, I thought, well, clearly she was rolling over trying to move my hair back so she could see my eyelashes, you know, and become a little more forthcoming towards me. But no, not the case. Punched me in the head. And she goes, Bob, are you awake? And I go, well, I am now. I have to attend to a hematoma. And she goes, did you hear that noise? And I go, I heard your knuckles on my cranium. She goes, I think someone's in the house. And I go, I'm at the point where I don't care anymore. Let them be in the house. I think I heard the alarm system go down and see. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure they'll run the other way when they see this behemoth coming at them. So I go down. It's not the alarm system. It's the smoke detector. But I don't know which one it is. And it's 3:30 in the morning. You ever play that game?
Yes.
In your underwear staring at the ceiling.
Just waiting.
Like, Is that one? So I go back upstairs and she goes, was there anybody down there? And I go, oh, yeah. No, there's nobody down. Yeah, there's nine guys down there, but there were no challenge for me and my Navy SEAL. I just twisted the necks. Four of them are tied up in the pantry right now. No, there was nobody down. If there was anybody down there, you would have heard me go, ah! What was it? It was a smoke detector. Did you fix it? No, it's hanging from the wall right now. I don't care anymore. Yeah. Between that and then just to be, I love my kids and all that stuff you're supposed to say, but when I'm here, I'm just so happy.
So quiet.
They're just like horrible people. No, I love them. I do. But if you don't think your kids are generally horrible a good majority of the day, you're a highly medicated person. Mm-hmm. Like you have to be.
So true.
You know, and the catering is like, not. I remember my dad smoking a Terradon 100 sitting there with all the neighborhood people talking. And I would come up and go, Dad. And he would go, hey, Bob, the adults are talking right now. Hit the bricks. Get on the road. Let's go. You know, you would never consider interrupting. Now, if we have friends over and someone in my kid comes up, we're like, wait a sec, what is it? What do you need? Is everything okay? Do you need some gummy worms? What can we do for you? It drives me nuts. You know, and you have to go places on vacations and all this. We took them to Maui in April. And let me just say this before I continue. Nobody from cold weather climates as like this or like New England where I live, we don't belong in tropical environments. We look horrible. You see them coming down the beach all swampy and milky white legs and tube sock lines with cracked yellow toenails. Oh. You can pick them out a mile away. Hey, everybody, we're here. We get off the plane. I got like SPF 95 on. A lady at the pool actually was like, they must be doing a mime show later. I'm like, no. So everything costs money. Here's the most common phrase also heard from anybody from a cold weather climate in a tropical environment, usually regarding alcohol prices. You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? Because I was standing there at the bar, and this guy goes, can I get a Budweiser? And he goes, it's $9.50. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. They're like looking for witnesses, like, get over here. Did you hear what he just said? Everything is expensive, right? So I go to get a lawn chair. We come down the first day, and there's no chairs. So there's a guy monitoring a stack of lawn chairs. So I go over, and I go, can I get five of those lawn chairs? He goes, absolutely. He goes, what's your room number? And I go, I don't want them in the room. I want them here on the beach. He goes, no, I need to charge them up to your room. I go, when you say charge them up to your room, do you mean like you're going to run them up there quickly? And he goes, no, there's a fee for the chairs. I'm like, are you kidding me? You got to be kidding. Like a quarter, you put it in the thing and it pops up. He goes, no, they're $20 per chair, per person, per day. And I was like, I can't even. I go, that's $100. we're here 7 days. That's $700. I'm not going to.
He goes, those are the rules. If you don't like it, then you can take it someplace else.
Wow.
And I go, okay, I will. I got in the rent a car. I went down the street to a yard sale and I bought a living room set. No, that's not true. I wish it was true, but it's not. Wouldn't that be great just to be on the beach in a Lazy Boy in a small sectional? But what I did do is I went back and I you know these chairs we're in right now, these wheelie chairs, these great studios? They have them in all the hotel rooms. I took it and I wheeled it down. And my wife goes, what are you doing? And I go, I'm going to wheel it down to the beach. And the kids will be in the water. And then you and I can take turns in the chair.
On the wheelie chair. Yeah.
She goes, that's ridiculous. Why don't we just, it's embarrassing. Just spend the $700. I said, okay, but how are we going to have food? What's your math plan, Stephen Hawking? How are we getting through the rest of the week if we don't have any money? This is crazy. She goes, also, Bob, we need to do an excursion, something exciting for the kids. And I go, I don't want to do that. It took us 28 hours to get here from Maine. That was the excursion. So we go over. I went over to the concierge and I go, I need like a buy one, get five free type of BOGO. I felt like the old lady at the store. I want it now. And so the guy goes, the only thing I do have that would fall into that category, and that's category D, is the all family ziplining package for $50. But I will say this, not a great company. And I go, that's the one I need right there. So we get over to Zip World and. I don't know if you've ever been ziplining before or not, but if you haven't, go outside and slam your head in the car door, and that'll be a better day. It really will. We go in. There's a 45-minute video for a 4-second zipline. You spend all this money, and it's over in 4 seconds. You know, and I'm standing there with a coconut helmet, and I've got the tight chin strap on, so now I've got like 9 chins. The guy goes, you want a family picture? Absolutely. Is there any way you could enhance my man boob while we're at it? Maybe show some stomach puckers? No, we don't want a picture like this. So we go up, and there's a guy in our group that is freaking out he, from Idaho. He's like, I can't do this. And the guy from Zip Master, he goes over and he goes, where are you right now? Where are you? Look at me. Where's your chi? Bring it in right now. Where are you? The guy goes, I just can't do it. And I said to the guy, the Zip guy, I go, he can't do it. He really can't. I said, but my family can. So let's let him cant down the stairs because he's freaking my 9-year-old out. He goes, you need to bring your energy someplace else. I go, okay, Oprah, I'm just telling you. He can't. And he looks at the guy and goes, what's your biggest fear? And the guy goes, I'm going to fall 400 feet. And I'm going to die. And the guy goes, listen to me. There's no need to worry. And this is what he goes, I have 2 paramedics down below.
Oh, my God.
2 paramedics. They fall 400 feet with a coconut thing on your head. What are they parameding? There's nothing to paramed. Like, at that point, it's a scavenger hunt. I mean, and this is what got me thrown off the platform.
Oh, yeah.
I got removed from Zip World because I said, what you need down there is a guy with a Glad trash bag and a pair of salad tongs. He goes, sir, you're going to have to leave Zip World now.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to this week. If you've never been to Comedy Works 35th anniversary, I did the show Wednesday night downtown. Mm-hmm. What a great institution. I play all these clubs all around the country, and Comedy Works has done a great job like seeding young talent and nurturing the careers of all these great comedians. There's so many great comedians. Like, I go all around the country, and you never know what you're going to get. You know, when you come to Denver, you better be organized because these local comedians will hand it to you. They're great comedians, and the Comedy Works is great. And Landmark South, where I'll be this weekend, is a beautiful club.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a Comedy Works is a treasure for this city. And I tell you what I like to tell people all the time is, here we are on the weekend. Instead of doing the same old boring date night that you do all the time, oh, what do you want to see at the movies? Let's go. No, screw the movies. Go out and see a great comedy show.
Yes.
Laugh until you pee your pants.
It's a blast.
And have a great time.
The other thing people always say is it's a great first date. You go to a movie, you can't talk. Mm-hmm. When you go to a comedy show and you're on a first date, not only do you get a chance to have a couple of drinks and laugh, but you can see what that other person's laughing at and either...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And their stock either goes up or down with you.
That's a great call.
So true. Right. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You want to get your tickets online at comedyworks.com. Comedyworks.com. 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night. And I'm going to tell you, Bob Marley is a blast. So go see him and check him out online too at bmarley.com. You can see his own site, but comedyworks.com, you get your tickets. So good to see you. I'm going to be in Maine next week.
Yes,
I am. And I am so sorry that you're not going to be home. I wanted to come by and have a beer
with
you.
I'm going to be in Florida, man. One of these years, we hook it up.
I think I win.
Yeah.
To be in New England in September versus Florida, I win.
I know. I'll be down there in the hurricanes, selling tickets to my shows. Come see me. I swear to God, the building's still there. Thank you.
Glad you're here. Thanks for having me.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.